Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. You know, I had a massive flashback last Friday. The Labor Department announced the unemployment rate for November, 533,000 people out of work. And it contained the statistic that the U.S. economy lost more jobs than at any time in 34 years since 1974. As if I needed another reason to remember that dog of a year when I graduated from high school.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow. Get down, get down,
get down, get down. Sunshine on my shoulders.
These people are a bunch of nuts. They've been really honest with me.
Even if the music hadn't been dreadful, 1974 was the worst year. There's kidnapped Patty Hearst, giving revolutionaries a bad name right there. President Nixon resigned. Jerry Ford, my boring congressman, became president. Our recession took hold, and I had to get a job in auto industry Ground Zero, Michigan. It was a terrible time for someone just starting out. Job one, factory tool shop. Got my layoff notice about a month later. Job two, driving a truck for a lumber yard until the yard just stopped its delivery service. Couldn't afford it. Joblessness was breaking all records.
Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here.
All right. Hank Aaron had a good year anyway, breaking Babe Ruth's home run record. But as I tried to save money to put myself through college, it became clear the recession was deepening. Job three, welder. Until I fell asleep and got fired because job four, I was working nights as a dishwasher. Yeah, 1974 was just awful. Even the escapist entertainment sucked.
Steve McQueen and Paul Newman race against time as one tiny spark becomes a night of blazing suspense. The towering inferno.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I mean, let's be real. I was lucky. I had no family to support, no bills other than college tuition to pay. After the restaurant, job five, car wash. Job six, I worked at a nursing home. Job seven, ouch, playing guitar in a coffee house. Me and way more than a half million other workers bouncing from job to job.
If I leave here tomorrow, would you still remember me?
All right, this was a decent 1974 song, but then much of the Lynyrd Skynyrd band died in a plane crash 3 years later.
When will I see you again?
You know, and I always thought that song was a total ripoff of Freebird. Basically, though, when I graduated from high school, I had all kinds of specific ideas about wanting to be a mathematician or an actor or even an anthropologist, go figure. But by the end of the year of layoffs and door slams, I was ready to go live in the woods. I barely had the money to go to college, and I had no idea what I wanted to do there.
There's got to be a morning after.
Well, 1974 did come to an end, of course. My last job that year was delivering newspapers. And in the end, this recession-induced uncertainty led me onto a path I never considered: journalism. Silver lining? I don't know about that. Hey, don't thank me for the recession. But you can thank a recession for having to listen to me in the morning.
Can't you see the morning after? It's waiting right outside the store.